The number of tools available to physicians and clinicians to gather healthcare information at the point of care has greatly increased with the evolution of powerful devices and the mainstream use of mobile technology. Many of these health workers are using these tools as an extension of electronic medical records as well as computerized physician order entry systems, significantly improving clinical workflow efficiency. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you on this episode of Connection Point, and I'm joined by Gareth Hall. Gareth is Director of Industry Health with Microsoft. He's here today to discuss some health scenarios and customer needs to ensure caregivers have the most appropriate technology devices at the point of care. And Gareth, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Thanks, James.
I had a little case of the old vertigo couple weeks back, went to the doctor. First thing that came in was a tablet. Then the doctor came walking in after that tablet. Bottom line is, I think that's an experience that you have had, I have had, our listeners have had. Mobility has made quick inroads into the healthcare industry. What that means, though, is that you've got a lot of IT folks out there that are having certain situations of saying, well, we need to protect this data, especially the healthcare data, because of all the regulations and rules on the healthcare industry these days. I'm only assuming, Gareth, that you've heard IT folks say things like, look, we've tried to do mobile before. It didn't quite succeed as we had wanted. There were some issues with maybe security. We weren't sure how to manage and secure the devices. We don't see those devices a lot. They weren't our. Are those the typical kind of concerns you're still hearing today?
Yeah, and I think that's a great summary of where the industry finds itself. It finds itself in this interesting position of clinicians bringing in devices that they love, but are traditionally quite hard for IT to manage and secure and do all that kind of important stuff that you talked about, because we all know patient data is, its security is critical. And I think the real skill is, how do you get to a point where you have clinicians and users that want to use a device that IT can quickly support, secure, and manage? And that's exactly what we, I think Microsoft and our partners are finally in a position to say, this is not a choice of security or functionality. This is, how do you deliver both of those solutions? And I internally call it, how do we have happy doctors and how do we have happy IT? And I think that's a real, that's traditionally been quite hard, but in the last year or so, that's now getting to a position where the devices running a secured operating system like Windows are now desirable and doctors want them. And because it's Windows, all of the IT guys that have to support desktops and laptops and have been doing that for years and years and years can now pretty simply just plug in these new clinician devices and these new nurse devices, and on day one have them managed and secured, whether those users are using them in a hospital, whether they're using them out in the community. We all know that community staff traditionally are using paper as their mobile device, and this is the first real opportunity for those guys to have a secure managed device that gives them access to clinical systems. And the really cool thing from an IT point of view is, these are Windows devices, so as long as they're connected to the internet and therefore connect through to your network, you can touch them, you can manage and secure them. So whilst your users are getting great experiences and secured experiences for patient data, you in IT also get the ability to manage, secure, push a patch out, do an asset management check, all of those sort of things, often over 3G or 4G. All the enterprise IT stuff you've been doing internally, now across the network on a device. I make no apologies for laboring this point. It's a device that users want to use. When we spend time with doctors and nurses with some of the incredible devices from our OEM partners, they are lightweight. They have amazing batteries. Everyone walks away saying, that's exactly what I wanted. And IT breathe a sigh of relief because IT can manage and secure it on day one.
And that's the balance that you talked about, the user efficiency, IT having that comfort level, because mobility in working in a mobile way, that's just a different way of doing your job, right? And so there's a learning curve there. If then IT has on top of it, having to bring in different devices, now a hybrid type environment, they have a learning curve to get something new. Yeah. They're doing, you know, more with less. That phrase is so tired, but that's what they're doing. If you can take one less thing off their plate that they have to learn and they can focus on something that they're very comfortable with managing, that's got to strike that beautiful balance.
It is exactly that balance. And it's been a long time coming, let's be honest. But literally, I mean, I do 5 or 6 customer meetings a week and they all end up with clinicians walking out saying, right, I love that device, and IT sitting there smiling, thinking, yes, I can manage that device as well. And it's the other thing that's really important here is that choice is really interesting. So if you're a clinician and you're in a hospital, you probably want a different device to a district nurse who's out in the community seeing folks who have long-term illnesses at home. You have different requirements. You might need 3G, 4G, you might not. But again, from an IT point of view, that's great. You can choose X number of those devices, maybe 3 or 4 catalog devices. And from your point of view in IT, you secure and manage them all the same way. And really importantly, you secure and manage them the same way you secure and manage your internal stuff today.
Let's take a little bit of time and focus on the clinicians, because I've had an opportunity to talk to some folks out there. And a lot of clinicians, I can think of my pediatrician when he was really the first one that I started seeing with my 3 kids. And he had his tablet right in there and just doing everything there. The prescription is sent before we were even leaving the office. And he loved it. But he had been saying that this was, I think, his second or third kind of attempt. And he also does house calls. We live in a community of about 40,000 people in the Bay Area. But he still goes out. He's a small-time practice. Left a big practice to do his own and do more focus on his patients, house calls included. He used to carry a couple of different devices with him. I've heard that's kind of been an issue for some folks. The weight of some of these tablets in the past have been a little cumbersome. And then not having the full collaboration, maybe contact back with their office staff while they're at a patient's home, et cetera. So what can we talk to in terms of what you've heard from doctors these days, clinicians saying, this is how my experience is today with the latest and greatest, the current line of hardware that's out there?
Yeah, I have a similar story. I've got 2 kids up here in Seattle, in Washington, and my kids go to a pediatrician, and it's really interesting. Whenever you see clinicians with tablets today, it's exactly what you said. They have a tablet and they have a laptop, or they use a desktop in the clinic or whatever. They always carry or use 2 devices, because a consumer tablet is a great device, but it only lets them do a little bit of their job. So if you're doing vaccinations and immunizations for kids, then actually that simple workflow works really well on a touch-friendly tablet. Great, off you go. As soon as the parent or the patient says, can I just talk to you about that scan we had 3 years ago that wasn't to do with this conversation, they put their consumer tablet down, they open up their laptop or their desktop, and they log in and do all that sort of stuff. We've got our pediatrician, for my kid's pediatrician, using Windows tablets now, and they reckon they're saving, on a 10-minute consultation, they're saving 2 minutes per consultation, just because they've got a tablet that runs a great touch-friendly application clinical system that lets them do the simple work. And then when they get a left-of-center question, or they have to go into a more complicated workflow, same device lets them do exactly that. And that ability to run modern touch-friendly clinical systems, as well as your existing clinical system that these guys have been using for years and years and years, which is powerful. It's not necessarily pretty, but it is powerful. And that ability to use that device to either use your stylus or your finger to navigate around an old classic desktop application, or to drop it into a docking station in your clinic and use a desktop and a mouse, is really powerful. And the fact that we've got pediatric associates down the road from here that have measured and quantified the benefit of doing that is a really important story. But you're absolutely right. This is, how do we get clinicians to have one device that lets them do touch-friendly stuff, lets them dock it and use desktop applications, lets them connect to Office? Don't forget how important Office in a secured mobile clinical environment is. This is the ability for you to create in a hospital a kind of a virtual care team, so that I can use something like Microsoft Link to have a more secure and managed encrypted conversation with my care team. How can I think about using those devices in interesting locations? So actually, if I'm a field health worker, I might want a ruggedized device. And again, the great thing about the Windows devices is you can, for the people that need it, you can buy them ruggedized Windows devices. For people that don't need quite such a strong device, you can buy cheaper devices. But from IT's point of view, it doesn't matter. You can manage and secure them exactly the same way, whatever the clinician device that they choose at the end. And then there's one extra workflow that we're really starting to see take off, it's kind of as patients become much more informed and inquisitive and connected to their healthcare, this ability for a modern Windows device to be able to, when the doctor is talking to a patient, to wirelessly broadcast its screen effectively to, let's say, a TV in the patient bedside, or a consultation monitor in the clinic. And so that as you're explaining what's happening to the patient or going to be happening to the patient, they can see it on a bigger screen rather than you in the old days sitting behind a desktop and trying to explain using words or drawing pictures or finding a book. That ability to bring the patient into that experience natively on these modern devices for very, very little cost is a really, really cool new workflow that we're starting to see some really interesting physician innovation around.
I started smiling as you were describing the old style of a desktop, and I just remember the doctors were always, they'd turn the screen, let me see it, then they turn it back, they type something, turn the screen back, and everything
exactly
like that.
That's exactly right. And the other problem that demonstrates is they sometimes sit behind their screen. So there's a screen between you and the patient. That's, from a patient point of view, that's not a great experience. And think about the experience you're now getting with doctors with tablets sitting down next to you. But then sometimes dropping that tablet into a docking station and doing a bit more detailed work with a keyboard and a mouse, if that's what they need to do, it really is the best of both worlds, and it's great to be finally there with great hardware and great software that enables us to do that.
Well, and you brought it up earlier, some savings, right? Trimming, say, 2 minutes off that time with the patient, and that can be reinvested either in seeing more patients, but my experience has been spending more quality time with me as the patient, learning a little bit more, having more of that bedside time instead of having to, okay, well, now I have to go to the desk, type this stuff up, do these things, and then move on to my next patient, right? They can still see the same amount of patients, but give better quality care. And I think as consumers, a lot of us are expecting that these days. We want that. And so it's the physicians, the clinicians, the hospitals, these outreach groups that are choosing mobility as a way of delivering their service and then looking for the right Microsoft tablets to bring in to do the work and then have that supported by IT. Those are the ones that are getting the attention of patients these days. And when patients are switching because they're not happy with service, this is some of the things that they're looking for. So, hey, Gareth, I really appreciate you, Gareth, sharing some of the insights and ideas here today. I'm going to give some contact information to our listeners in just a second. But before that, I want to give you the good old thank you, sir, for taking time and joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you. And the confidence you can have when you have these conversations today is incredible. We absolutely can help deliver better clinical care with mobile devices. So good luck, and let us know if you need some help.
Hey, Gareth, thank you for that offer there, sir. And again, appreciate your efforts today on our podcast. Folks, I think we've kind of made it clear some of the advantages that mobile solutions are bringing to clinicians out there. There are other parts of the story, though. It's not just about the Windows devices. There are things that you need to focus on, things like workflow, the device selection, the security, network availability. That's very important, really, to make sure that those clinicians in the field have access back to their offices or just throughout the facility that they're working at. So lots to think about if you are interested in learning more about available Microsoft technologies and how PC Connection Inc. can help you select and secure those valuable productivity-boosting devices, then I invite you to visit pcconnection.com/healthcare. You're also invited to call 1-800-395-8685 to get more information. And if you want to send us an email, happy to receive that, connect@pcconnection.com. That's the email address there. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, my name is James Hilliard, and I want to thank you again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.